Okay, today is Daf Kuf Chaf Zayin. We are on Daf Kuf Chaf Zayin, five lines from the top, Tanu Rabbanan. Okay, so we're talking about clearing away produce. So the issue over here is a tircha, an extra tircha on Shabbos. So Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in a brisa, Ein maschilin ba'osar tchila. If you did not start removing tvua from the silo on Erev Shabbos, you are not allowed to continue to start doing it on Shabbos because it's muksa. But you can make a path. Figure out how you make a path. You can make a path today, in order to enter and exit. Gemara asks right away, wait a second. You can move it to make a path to go in and out. Did you just say in maschilin? You can't touch it because it's muksa. You can't start moving it away. So how can you move it from side? How can you move it to the side in order to make a path? Where does no hachika amar? You can make a path with your feet. When you're walking through it, you can push it aside. You can push it aside with your feet. Rashi says biraglo. He says mifanem biraglo. Lekan ulekan derech halichaso. As you're walking, right? The low have a tiltel. That's not considered a tiltel. So it leads into a machlokas over here of whether or not what's it din by tiltel muksa biraglo. So the Mishnah Brura and Simon Shin Ches of Katan Yud Gimel. Towards the bottom over there, he says, "Imunach is a davar muksar ala aret. If anything's on the ground, mutar l'dachvel biraglav. You're allowed to push it on the ground." He says, "Kedel zulu yavol hefsev. It's only so it doesn't get ruined." He says, "You can push it to the side, even shelo yavol hefsev, which means even that's like mechamel itself, which is a very very makel view." The Chazon Ish says that tiltul biraglav is considered tiltul gamar. And you're not allowed to move it at all. And what the Mishnah says over here is that, you know, that's just derech halicha. You're not doing it. You just happen to be walking. So as you walk, you can move it to the side. But you can't bedafka go and move muksa derech raglov. There's also an issue over here is that it seems clear that this brisa is going according to the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that there's an isra muksa. But according to Rabbi Shimon, who we paskin like, this wouldn't be a problem. He says you don't have to start. He said you don't have to start before Shabbos. Right? That's his shita. The problem is that the Rif brings it down the halacha. He says, what's he bringing down this halacha? If he paskins like Rav Shimon, it says that you're allowed to be poneh from the Otsa Mitchila. Why is the Rif bring this down the halacha? This is the sugya halacha. So I don't know. Some say that the reason maybe that he brings it down, it's on the Balamor, and he's not saying Badafki here that the luck is like this. He's saying in any instance, basically, where you have the muksa, you had to do this feat. This is the only place where it appears. So he talks and brings it down. So if wherever you do hold of muksa, then mutal lefanos biraglav. Not necessarily he's passing that you're not allowed to do with the otzer, but wherever it is, you're allowed to move with your feet. Tan Rabbanan. Okay, Raisa says as follows. Tivua tivura. Right, so you have wheat that's gathered. It's not in the silo, but it's all gathered together in a pile. So then, basically, it looks like it's set aside not to be used now. The wheat is set aside not to be used now. So bizman shehischel ba me'erev Shabbos, if you start taking from it on Erev Shabbos, then mutar l'stapek b'menu b'Shabbos. Then you're allowed to take it on Shabbos and obviously feed your animal because you already started. So it's not mekatzeh. You already said that I'm going to be using this for Shabbos. The imla, but if you didn't start. Also, listop if you matter. Then you're not allowed to take from Midrash because it's muksa. Divrei Rav Shimon, that's the words of Rav Shimon, Rav Acha Matin. Where's this klap elaya? What are you talking about? Rav Shimon says it's usher. Rav Shimon is the opposite. Rav Shimon says that you're mutter's mikom makom. So why is he machmir over here? He doesn't have that. So the marshal doesn't switch it around. Ela ema divrei Rav Acha, Rav Shimon Matin. Rav Shimon says it's mutter in this instance. Rav Acha says it's usher unless you started taking from it on Erev Shabbos. So Tana, we're learning the brisa. Kamo shir tvuat tzivura. How much is considered tzuva tzur? What's considered a pile? What's considered this pile? The Rav Acha says you're not allowed to take from it unless you started taking from it on Erev Shabbos. It says it's a lesach, which is a chatzikor, which is 15 soyim, but any less than that is not considered put aside for the otzer and you would be allowed to take it on Shabbos. If it's less than that pile, then it's not necessarily, it doesn't mean that it's a huksam yudaito, and you're allowed to take it even if you didn't start taking it from Erev Shabbos. And boy, did ask the question, Rav Nechumei ba Zachariya mei Abaye. He asked the question as well, Shir Tvur Tzvura Kama, how much is considered the Tvur Tzvura? So Amr Le Abaye answers him, Hari Amru Shir Tvur Tzvura Lesech. It's the size of a Lesech. Okay. the Mishnah gave us the permission to move 4 or 5 kupos l'tzorach mitzvah, right? You have these big these boxes l'tzorach mitzvah. So now Gemara is going to ask, which idea, the problem over there was again the tircha. So which tircha is best to avoid, or which tircha is okay? Is it better to minimize the amount of times you go back and forth, or is it better to minimize the weight that you carry? In other words, the actual physical, the physical labor involved, right? The Gemara says, Yibayilu, Hani arba b'chamesh kupos de ka'amar. These 4 or 5 kupos that we mentioned that you'll have to move. The arba b'chamesh kupos in tvei lo, you can only move everything if they're in 4 or 5 kupos, but more not. Alma l'm'ute b'hilucha adif. Therefore, it's best to minimize the trips back and forth, just 4 or 5 trips, and that's it. O dilma l'm'ute masuy adif. Or maybe to limit the burden is better. Maybe to, so therefore, if you want, if you have tefuah in 4 or 5 kupos, maybe you can put them into smaller kelim, even if that's going to make you go back and forth more than 4 or 5 times, which is better to limit. So Tashma, I'll bring a raya from the Braisa. We're going to try to say that this is a machlokas tanaim. The Tani Chada, we have 2 steers in the Braisas. Tani Chada, 1 Braisa says as follows. Mifanim, you can move a few arba v'chamesh kupos shal kadei shemen v'shal kadei yai. You can move 4 or 5 kupos of flasks of oil and flasks of wine. So it's mashmi here. You can move 4 or 5, not more. Right? 4 or 5. Just move 4 or 5. Don't go back and forth anymore. Times the Tani Idach, another one says, you can move the eser v'chamesh esrei. Even 10 or 15 times. So the Maika Miflagi. So what's the machlokas? Mar savar ma'ute bihilucha adif. One says it's better to minimize the trips back and forth, therefore just 4 or 5. Umar savar ma'ute bimasoy adif. It's better to limit the burden, therefore you can even do it 10 or 15 times. I don't understand the whole question. Didn't we say that? Yeah, whatever it is, yeah. But didn't we say before that 4 or 5, according to Shmuel, he said it's kedah amri inchi. So 4 or 5 is lav dafka. Yeah, 4 or 5, whatever it is, right? And he said, Rashi says, if you start with the Yoser, you know Yoser. If you need to move more, you can move more. So 4 or 5 wasn't really a limitation, according to Shmuel. Just, you know, that's the way people spoke. Okay. So Gemara says, no, that's not the Machlokas is talking about different amounts. Right? The Kule Alma, according to everybody, Mi'ute behilucha adif. It's better to just do 4 or 5 times. Well, Mi Savarte, when the Brisa says, the second Brisa says, the Eser B'chamesh Esrei Akupos Kai, that's talking on the actual kupos, it's talking on the boxes that you're going to put the items in. No, right? Akadin Kai, it's talking about the actual flasks. Akadin Kai, Velo Kasha, and there's no Kasha. Ha, the Braisa that says 4 or 5 kupos, that's Demishtikale Chad Chad. That's when you took each thing Bikupa, right? There were big Kadim, and there was the amount of Kadim equal the amount of boxes. So 4 Kadim, 4 boxes, you took it. Ha, the second Braisa, which talks about baser, the 10 or 15, that's talking either with, you know, smaller kadim or even small, you know, middle-sized kadim or even smaller-sized kadim, the mishkali tre, where you can either take 2 kadim in one box, that's 10, or bahad mishkali plus, or you can take 3 kadim, right, the kidur, the harpinya, these are these small kadim, you can take 3 at a time, so then it's 15. That's just talking about the math. It's how many you're putting in the box, basically. But really, you should limit the amount that you have. It seems over here that you should really do 4 or 5 and distribute it amongst the 4 or 5 boxes. One Bryson was talking about a case where it was just 5, where it was you fit one in one. Another one was two in one. One was 3 in 1. Okay. Ivayluhu. They asked another shaila. Hani arva v'chamesh de ka'amar. These 4 or 5 that we said in the Braisa. And Rav Chizza said it's dafka 4 or 5 you'll let it move. And not more than that. You're not allowed to move more than that. Is apal gav de isle orchim tuva? Does that, even if there are many more orchim, mean that you need more, 4 or 5 is not going to cut it. You need to move more than 5? O dilmosh hakol if you're orchim. Or maybe he was just saying, stam, regularly you can move 4 or 5. But if there's a need for more, because you're having a massive, you know, shear, then maybe you can move more. A lot of people are coming. So Gemara says, "Imtim teilomar akolipi orchin." And if you say you can move as many as you need because you have more guests coming, chad gavra matne lekulu. Can one person move them all himself? Odilma gavra gavra matne lenafshe. Or you can say that each person should move the extra. I guess the first guy can move 4 or 5, and if you move more, everybody should move their own. Again, I believe it's an issue of tircha. Right, so how does that work? So Tashma, then we bring a raya. The Amar Rabba Amar Chia Pam Achas Halach Rebbe L'Makom Echad. Rebbe went to a place. Barah Makom Dachuk L'Talmidim. He went to sit. I guess on Shabbos he went to sit to answer questions or to learn with them, and there wasn't enough room. V'yatzel L'Sadeh. And he went out to the field. Umatzel Sadeh Maleya Omrim. And he found the field filled with bundles of wheat. Interesting language here. V'imer Rebbe Kol Hasadeh Kula. And Rebbe gathered everything together. Well, Imer is a problem because there's a malacha called Ma'amer. You don't have to go so far until you get to this. It's one of the first five malachas. So what's Imer? What is Rebbe doing? The Imer kol hasadeh kula. So you can say it's lavdaki. Imer here means that he removed everything. He gathered it, meaning he pushed it to the side. Not necessarily that he gathered it in bundles. The Imer Rebbe kol hasadeh kula, that there will be room. So and also, then, we skipped the parentheses for a second. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Rabbi Oshaya Pamach, same thing with Rabbi Chia. You see from here that depending on the amount of people that you have, you can remove more because these Rebbe and Rabbi Chia moved more. The question over here that we have is what's going on with this Omer, with this Emer. So what I said before, you can simply say that he gathered it, not that he gathered it in piles, but then he took it out and pushed it away. Then the word emer usually means to gather. So Rashi says the emer. He says pana esa omer. He just moved him to the side. Gets rid of the question. Mm-hmm. But Rashi then says the karmilus habe. Well, how did he move these things? He's in the field, right? So was there an ear around the field? So Rashi says it's a karmilus habe. It was a karmilus, and therefore ubipachos bipachos midal amos. And he moved each thing less than dal amos. Moved it a little bit here. Wow. Took him a long time. However, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Shimon Shin Mem Tes that you're not allowed to be metaltel a chepetz in the Carmelis many times less than four amos. You can't go three amos stop, three amos stop, three amos stop. So what's going on? Where Rashi say that that's what he did. I mean, Shulchan Aruch Paskins. I mean, I don't know how you ask the question, but Shulchan Aruch, that's not the halacha, right? Because the chashash, maybe you're going to go and you're going to move it, and then more dal amos will become an issa d'oraisa. The Mishnah Brura says there in Sifkan Tazai, he says, this tiltol in the Carmelis is an Isser de Rabbanan. And tiltol, pachos, is Mabra Amos is also a Shvus de Rabbanan. So we came here for, we have here a Shvus the Fush, a Shvus the Shvus, B'mako Mitzvah, which the Mitzvah is to make room for everyone to be able to sit and learn. So it's a Shvus the Shvus, the Tzorek Mitzvah Talmud Torah, it's Mutter. Right? That's what the Rashash says that. Okay? Right, again, with the Emer also may be not be a problem also because the whole issue with Emer is Ma'amer is if you Ma'amer from Makom Biduam, where they are. Otherwise, it's a Darabanam. Not like if you have, you know, your apple spilled out all over the floor, it's not Emer. You can gather them all together. So maybe that's what's going on over here. Maybe they were taken from Makom Biduam and put somewhere else, or it wasn't Emer. I think the easiest thing to say, what Emer here means, that he just pushed them to the side, not that he gathered them into bundles.
Right.
That's what I was asking before. We say that's not, that you can move more. You can move more. So what's?
Well,
you
can move thousands. It seems right. Like. So now it's like four
as long
or five.
You can move whatever you need in order.
Whatever you need in order for.
Right. I asked that. That's why I asked the question already when we started.
Jason Gemara, why do you bring that?
Different memories. I don't know. Okay. But that answers the question about that you can move the kol l'chi orchin. But the Gemara says, "Adayin tiboylach, I can still have the suffix chad gaver mafi leilakula or do a kol gaver gaver mafi lashe. Can one guy do it himself, or each person has to do it by themselves, or each person has to do it?" So the Gemara says, "What are you talking about?" Toshma says, "V'imer Rebbe. Rebbe did it." So the Gemara says, "No way, Rebbe did it. Can't be that Rebbe did it. Utam meich Rebbe b'nafshe imer. He's the nasi. Rebbe went out to the field and he was the one who pushed everything to the side, right? Utam meich." Rebbe in Dinashi Emer Rotoso says Perish calls to the cooler. It's not Derek of the Nasi to go do that. You know? I mean, I don't know. Maybe people
do it.
What?
If he told them to do it,
is that right? So Ella Tziva, did he command? Did he command one person to do it, or did he command many people to do it? So he asks us this question? Right, but the Gemara, Elat Siva Imer Olam Kol Chabachad Mafin Rashi, but we don't have a raya one way or another. The question is, we don't have an answer.
We don't have an answer. So in other words, one person did not take away everything, and maybe it's still restricted on each person that we can only do one.
But you know you can move multiple. The question is only whether multiple can be moved. The question is whether only one, okay, maybe one person can do it or multiple people can do it. I don't know.
It's not clear anymore.
Okay.
Before it was very clear that he did a lot.
Right, but the first suffix we says everything goes according to the orchim. So if you need to move more than four or five, you can move more than five. The second suffix, whether one can move it by himself or every person has to move it themselves, that the Gemara doesn't answer. I think because it's a suffix, then we pass in the chumrah. Everyone has to do it by themselves. Okay. Next, the Mishnah said right that you can move four or five kupos for tevin or tua because of the orchim. And bito beis hamedrash. The Gemara now goes into some agadat drasha that most of us are familiar with. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says gadol hachnasas orchin ki hashkamas beis hamedrash. Hachnasas orchin is equivalent to waking up early and going to the beis hamedrash. It doesn't say learning; it just says going to the beis hamedrash. But and sometimes that's enough also. You know, because you have the story of the guy who used to come to shir every night. He would come to Rebbe shir to fall asleep. Because what are you coming here? Kids see me come to shir. You know, it's also Maila to do that. So Amar Rav Yochanan Gedolah, it's a balabas talking. Amar Rav Yochanan Gedolah Chnas Orchin Kishmas Beis Hamedrash. Katani, how do we know? Mipnei Orchin Mipnei Bito Beis Hamedrash. They equates them the same in the Mishnah. Rav Dimi Menarda Amar, he says no, that Yoter Mei Hashkamas Beis Hamedrash. Chnas Orchin is greater than Hashkamas Beis Hamedrash. The Katani Mipnei Orchin first, Vahadar Mipnei Bito Beis Hamedrash, and then Bito Beis Hamedrash. He says that it comes first. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Gedola Hachnasas Orchim is greater, Mehakabalas Pnei Yashchina, than greeting the face of the Shchina. Diksiv, it says when Avram Avinu in Parshas Vayera, it says Vayomer, and if you look in the brackets, it's Hashem, it's Adoshit, nah, that's the whole thing. Is this a shame Kaddish over here? Vayomer, Im no matzasi chay meinecha, anas avor me'alav decha. Basically, what's going on? Avram is talking to Hashem. These wayfarers pass in front of him. So according to here, Tosafot says they were talking about the word of Hashem here is Shem Kadosh. It's a machlokas in the Gemara and Shavuos. And he basically tells Hashem, you wait here, don't go anywhere. Let me deal with the Orchim. Let me deal with the Achnasas Orchim. Im no matzasi chen beinechal na tavor, don't leave. The other Madamar Shavuos says that no, he's talking directly to the people who came. You know, he's talking to the greatest among them. Adonai, don't my master, don't leave. Don't leave, stay here and let me feed you. But according to Armand Damer, it's Hashem. It's a shame Kaddish. He's telling Hashem, don't leave, because I want to go do Achnasas Orchim. Amar Rabbi Lazar, says, Borei lo shelo kemidas Kadosh Baruch Hu midas Basar V'dam. Kadosh Baruch Hu is very different than humans. Midas Basar V'dam, when it comes to Basar V'dam, Ein katan yachalom legodol hamtu nachi javo etzlecha. The katan, the lower person does not say to the boss, you wait here, I'll be right back. That doesn't work. You tell your kids to come, they're supposed to come to you. You're not supposed to go to them. The Ilu B'Kadosh Baruch Hu, when it comes to Kadosh Baruch Hu, it says, Vayomer Hashem, Im no matzasi cheminecha nasa vormi avdecha. You wait here, let me go deal with the Orchim. Question is, where did Avram know to do this? Right, okay, we all learned it from Avram. Where did Avram know that this was okay?
That's the guidance of Avram.
Right, so, Rabbi Razor asked this question. He gave an answer in the name of Rav Shechter, and I think it's brought down here also from Rav Yaakov Shimshon Mishpituvka. Is that... what happened was here is that it was a really, really, really hot day. It was a brutally hot day that day, right? You know, it was a kichom hayom. So Hashem did that in order to avoid Orchim from coming. Now, but then Hashem made the Orchim come. So then the Orchim did come, so Avram realized that the Orchim are more important than talking to Hashem. But they weren't supposed to come that day. But Hashem recognized his tsar, so then Avram, and he sent the Orchim on a day when people are not supposed to be outside. I think that's the reason. Oh, it's a good question. Just an interesting question. Where did Avram know? Amar Rav Yehuda bar Shila, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Yochanan. Shisha Devarim Adam Ocho Per Seyem. There's six things that people get schar ba'olam hazeh in this world. Ve'akeren, but the ikr schar kayemus lo olam haba. Ve'elohen. And what are these? Different than what we say. Hachnasas Orchim. Bikur Cholim, right? Having guests. Bikur Cholim. Even tefillah, or having kavanah b'tefillah. Again, you have to look. There's different types of kavanah tefillah. We saw the Tosos a few dapping back about different types of even tefillah. This is the good type, obviously. Vashkamas beis hamedrash, getting up early to go to the shul or to learn. The magad elbana b'talmud Torah. I would say here, paying tuition, getting your children to learn Torah. You get a big mitzvah of giving paying tuition. The adonis chaver lekapschos, and judging your friend favorably. Those are the six things. So Gemara says. Just wanted to, the Ramos says in Simon Shin Lamed Gimel, Sif Aleph, about Hachnasas Orchim. So he said, the Ramos says, and this is something I guess, it says that, this is talking about the Oser Tfuah, right? It says that Oser Shal Tfuah, the Mishnah Chaber says, Oser Shal Tfuah, Oser Yain, about moving it. He says, one second. He says, Kol shvus hetiru mishum tzorach mitzvah. Any shvus, the rabban, that was matir because of tzorach mitzvah, it's mutter gamkin l'tzorach orchim. You're allowed to do it now for tzorach orchim. Haknas the orchim is tzorach mitzvah. But he says, the lo mikri orchim, what's considered orchim? He says, elo shenis archu etzlo beveso, they're sleeping by you, o shazimin orchim shes archu etzlo acherim. Aval kishazimin chaveiru lislo etzlo lo mikri orchim. Just invite your friend over for Shabbos to have a meal with you. That's not considered Hachnasas Orchim. The Eino Sudas Mitzvah, Rak Sudas Rishos. That doesn't become a Sudas Mitzvah. That's just a Sudas Rishos. And you don't have that Terim of a Shvus, of a Matter in the Dorbanan, just to have your friends over. Hachnasas Orchim really means guess. Guess that you don't. That you don't. Yeah, that's Hachnasas Orchim. That's the Ramah. The Ramah says that. Okay. So the Gemara, we just mentioned six things. That Adam Ochel Peroseim Olam Hazeh V'Keren Kayemes L'Olam Haba. Einis are really true, these six things. Vatnan, we all. First Mishnah in Peria. Eilu Dvar Mishnah Adam Ochel Ose Osam V'Ochel Peroseim Olam Hazeh V'Keren Kayemes L'Olam Haba. Eilu Hen Kibud Av Eim. One. Gemilus Hasadim. Two. Havah Shalom Ben Adam Chaveiro. Three. Talmud Torah Kenek Gulam. Those are the four. The Mishnah says these four. Hani In Midi Achmini Lo. So you gave me a different list. You gave me a list of six. I have a list of four. So Gemara answers no. The Gemara says that list of six is inclusive of those four. They all work in together. They come together, right? Hani Nami. They're all Bahani Shaychi. These six fit into these four. So we have to go through Rashi to figure out what they are. So he says Hachnasas Orchim Ubikur Cholim Hainu Gemilus Chasadim. That's Gemilus Chasadim. Hachnasas Orchim Ubikur Cholim. The Iyan Tfila. Iyan Tfila is also Bichlag Gemilus Chasadim Dixiv Gomel Nefesh Is Chaslo. It's Iyan Tfila is Gemilus Chasadim to yourself. Okay. Hashkamas Beis Hamedrash Vigido Banim LeTalmud Torah. That's Hainu Talmud Torah. That's learning. And what's Danis Chaveilu Kaps Chus? That's Bichlal Havas Shalom, right? We said Danis Chaveilu Kaps Chus, and the last one is Havas Shalom in Adam Chaveiro. So how does that work? Very important. Why? The Mitok Shehu Machrio L'Chus. Well, hey, I have to suffix whether this guy's doing a good thing or a bad thing, and I say he's doing it, and I give him the benefit of the doubt. The Amar, and I say Lo Chata Libazos. He didn't do anything to me bad. Anus Haya. He was honest. O the Tovin is Kaden. Then Yesh Shalom B'Neyom. That causes peace amongst them, right? So Rabbi Yochanan the Farish Lecha Asa the Bchal Gimel Masdis and Isnu Lahanach Vav Vigenam Lichvad Abba Eim Rabbi Yochanan Polgalai says these Rabbi Yochanan was just expanding the three into his and Kibud Abba Eim is the same they have both. He doesn't argue about that at all. Tana Rabbanan Hadan is Dan Chaveir the Kav Schus, someone who judges his friend favorably. Donin also Luschus, they judge, he is judged Luschus as well. Okay, Umaisi Adam Echad. What's the following story? Says Yarod Migalil Hal Elyon Viniskar Eitzel Balabas. There was a guy who went from the Galil, and he went to work after a certain by a certain person. Right, the Gilyan Ashas quotes that these stories are brought down in the Shi'iltos on Parashas Shmos, and in the Shi'iltos he brings it down that this was a Maisa with Rabbi Kiva. Right, who was by Rabbi Lazar ben Horkus. This was the Maisa that took place with Rabbi Akiva. We've seen this Maisa in Shul, which has been brought up a few times. I don't know who we did in the Gemara. No, I thought somebody gave his Russian Shul about this. I think twice, more than once. I think Rabbi Raza gave it once, and Rabbi Lazar gave it once. It's a good piece. Read it. Yeah. He saw his mitos right away. Right, well, whatever date that is, right? Says Migal Elyon Shniskar Tzavavaz Echa Bedarim Shalosh Shanim. He worked for him for 3 years. Erev Yom Kippur, on Erev Yom Kippur, he says Amalot Tani Schari, give me my wages. The Elef Ozen is Ishti Uvanei, and I'll go back and feed my wife and children. Amalos, so the master says Ein Limos, I don't have any money. Amalot Tani Peros, give me fruits, give me food, you know, pay me in kind. Amalot Einli, I don't have. He says, Tainli Karka, give me land. Ainli, I don't have. Tainli Behema, give me some livestock. Ainli. Tainli Krim Vikistos, give me some pillows. Give me some merchandise I can sell. Ainli. So what does the guy do? We'll say it's Rabbi Kiva. So Hivshil Caleb Lacharov, he just took his bundle, threw it over his shoulder. V'halach Levesu B'pechin Epesh. And he went home. You know, he went home downtrodden. He didn't get paid. He lost out. After Sukkos.
He didn't call his lawyer. He didn't call his lawyer.
La'achar haregel, natal bal habayis scharo biyado. The bal habayis took the schar in his hands. The imo moser gimel chamorim. He took the burden of three donkeys. Echad shal meicha, one of food. Echad shal mishta, they want to drink. The echad shal mini migadim, one of clothing. V'halachol lebeisa, when he goes to the worker's house. Achar shal achlu b'shasu, after they ate and drink, nasan lo scharo. He gave him his what was owed to him. So amalo, so the master says to the worker, b'shasu markli tainli schari. When I told you, when you said to me, give me my wares, so I marked you Amy Mos. I said, I didn't have money. But Machashtani, what were you hoshing me? What did you suspect me? So I marked you Shema for Markya Bazon is Damlo. Look, I figured Vilakhta Behen. Maybe you're not liquid now. Maybe there was a good deal that came in and you invested all your liquid cash into this investment and you didn't have anything. Ubishasha Marta Tainli Behema Varmarti Ainli Beinli Behema Machashtani. Did I skip? No. No, but Machashdani, what did you think? So what? He skipped, right?
He skipped
the other things. So Amarti Shema Muskeres Biyad Achirim. Maybe you had lent him out to others. B'Shasha Amarti Tainli Karka. Amarti Lach Ainli Karka. B'Mechashdani, what I think? Amarti Shema Mucharecha Biyad Achirim. Maybe you leased him out to somebody else, as you know, sharecroppers. Well, B'Shasha Amarti Li Ainli Peros. I don't have fruit. B'Mechashdani, what do you think? Amarti Shema Ainam Muusros. Maybe you didn't take off Meiser and you couldn't give them to me. Right, Ubishash Amarti Lach Ainli Krim Kistos, I didn't have any pillows or blankets, but Mechashdani, Amarti Shema Hikdish Kol Nechasa L'Shamayim. Maybe you remarked everything L'Shamayim. And so Amalei, he says, yeah, Ha'uvda Kachaya, that's what happened. Hidarti Kol Nechsai, Bishvil Hurkinis B'ni, Shelo Asak B'Torah. I was Makdish all my stuff to Beis HaMikdash because of my son Hurkinis, who didn't learn Torah. I'm not sure what that means, that he didn't want Hurkinis to get anything. Or he gave it to as a.
He wanted to benefit
because
he wasn't learning.
Hurricane is Benish Loasak with Torah. Ukishabati Eitzel Chaveri Vidorum, but I went to the south. He tirili kol nidrai. They were matur nedra for me. The ata kashem shadanti l'schus. Just like you judge me favorably, hamakin yodim osel l'schus. The Hakadosh Baruch Hu should judge you favorably as well. The whole thing with Hurricane story, I remember reading in Rabbi Lau's book, he talks about the opposite, where Hurricaneus. Right, was Rabbi Lez's father, right? Right, so Lez ben Horkinus, and there was a whole to-do between when Horkinus' family and Rabbi Lez, because he went to learn, and Horkinus' family were very, very, you know, they worked a lot, they worked the field, and they were upset that Rabbi Lez wasn't pulling his weight in the family business, and they wanted Horkinus to disown the son. And then Horkinus comes, and he learns by Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and he says, oh, this is what he's doing, and he gives all his nechassim to Rabbi Lez, same idea. Another question I have here, is it says here, just like you were Dan Milischus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Dan Milischus. So how does this work? Dan Adam Lekavschus means, if you have a suffix, whether or not he did good or bad, judge him favorably. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should do the same thing to you. What suffix does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have? He knows whether he has to Dan you Lekavschus. He knows whether it's Schus or not. That's not John Dan Lekavschus.
It is.
No, it's not. That's just saying.
If you're constantly always looking at somebody in a positive way,
right?
You're almost somebody gives you the benefit of the doubt.
But what doubt does occur? He doesn't have doubt. He knows.
So he just because you did it doesn't.
He treats it as if you done it.
Exactly. Just because you did it doesn't necessarily mean you did it because of.
So HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that you had what you did was wrong.
Right.
But he's teaching
it. I love it.
But that's not Dan Lekav's chus. That's not the comparison. No, that's just forgiving you. That's forgiving, is to use other words.
No, it's not, because when you come up to...
You'll be treated favorably, that's what it means.
One second, when you come up to the pearly gate, it's Elohim that's judging you.
All right.
Strict judgment. You did something wrong, you get punished for wrong.
Okay.
They don't take into account why you did it wrong.
So you're saying you're taking into account all your social... So you become a liberal Democrat. It takes into account your social upbringing.
You're being Dan Lekav with other people, it's the same thing. The guy does something wrong, so what do?
No.
He didn't really mean it. Exactly. But what do you want from the guy? Same thing.
No, it's not. Because you can't. That type of doubt does not exist by God.
I know, but if someone wrongs you, no way out of that.
What?
He wronged you. There's no way out of
that. He made a mistake.
So what do you do?
No, but so you look at the Rabbi Yonah and the Rambam say it depends. If he's a tzaddik, he gets to do this thing. If he's a Beinoni, if he's a Rasha.
If he's a tzaddik and he really wronged you,
right.
Right. What do? You make justification. You really made it and... Listen,
so Kadosh Baruch Hu makes the justification for you. I don't like that. I don't know.
Why not?
I don't know, because this doesn't match.
I think it's
so, okay, Tanu Rabbanan.
What? I thought
Rabbi
Akiva really got married well to learn for 40 years. Now he came back.
Our Gemara doesn't say it's Rabbi Akiva, so if we go to our in our gear, so we'll leave it as such. We have a kash on the Shiltos. When we do Shiltos, that'll be on week.
Next cycle.
Tanu Rabbanan. I hear you. Tanu Rabbanan. Hadan chaveru lekav zchus. Right. If you judge your friend favorably, don't also lose zchus. The judge.
Yeah.
What? Skip. Tanu Rabbanan. Ma'aser bechassid echad shepada riva achas bas yisrael. I went back. Right. And skip. Went back. So I'm a chassid who redeemed a girl. She was taken prisoner. He redeemed her. Bas Yisrael u lamalon hishkiva tachas margalosav. And at night, when they came to the hotel, to the inn, she slept in his room. Right? Lamachar yared v'tavol. The next day, he gets up and he goes to mikvah.
It doesn't look so good.
Right? He gets up and goes to mikvah. V'shana l'talmidim. And he goes to his talmidim. V'amarlan and says to them, v'shah shehishkav tia tachas margalosai. When she was sleeping in my room at my feet, what did you think of me? So maybe there's somebody amongst us who Rebbe thinks is not Hagun, and he wants to protect her from that person. So he took her dafka into his room. How do you deal with the yichud issue? Okay. And I went to go into mikvah. What do you think? Because you know, you're going to mikvah because of shifo zera. So what? So Amarnu, we thought Hashem may torach haderech, maybe because of all the burden of traveling, Ira carry the Rebbe. And he had an omission, and that's why he had to go to mikvah. So Amar Lehem, you're right. Ha'ovda kachaya, but tef Hashem shidanti lekavschos. Hamaki donim eskan lekavschos. Tana Rabbanan. Next story. Pamachas.
Question about that. Nowadays,
it's
chassidah.
Now they go every day, no matter what. Right.
Right. No matter what time of the month it is, these guys go to the mikvah 7 days a week. Okay.
Yeah, even on Shabbos.
Right. You know, so the point is, it doesn't have to be necessary because they had via. They just go every day.
That was
their custom
then.
We call mikvah every day. So it's nothing to do with the fact
that
I don't know if that was that.
Huh?
Was that the minhag? Was that the minhag then? I don't think the chassidim right now, the minhag that they're doing is the minhag of the Tanoim. It's still a valid minhag, but I don't think they're getting it from. Only they're getting it from the time from the year 250. Right, so hikon means different things. That's where people put on a gartel because of hikon. Other things. Get ready. You get yourself prepared. So they've taken that and gone that to do that to the mikveh as well. But the whole deal of going to mikveh, we said was v'lima Torah. Was that not necessarily for tefillah? And even that takanas Ezra doesn't even, because right. But we don't even hold that way. We don't even hold that way anymore. We don't even hold that way. So what they do is fine. But I don't necessarily know if that was the minhag then. One time the Talmidei Chachamim needed something after this matron. The matronisos were, it seems to be that in the times of the Romans, you had these matrons who somehow had an affinity to the Talmidei Chachamim. They would be these go-betweens between the Talmidei Chachamim and the Roman leaders. But the matrons also, I mean, Chaverim says that they used to ask for something in return. What was asked in return was not necessarily the most holy of things. So they asked Matroni Achas, Shekol Gedoli Roman Tzun Etzla. All the Romans used to go to her. What were they going to for? But she had an in. So Amru, the Chacham said, Mi Yelech, who's going to go there? So Amru, Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, I'll go. Interesting, Rabbi Yeshua. Okay. Halach Rabbi Yeshua v'Talmidav, not Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Yeshua goes. He's the one who travels. So Halach Rabbi Yeshua v'Talmidav, Kevan Shegila Pesach Beis, so when they get to her house, Cholitz Tfilin, Verichuk Abra Amas V'Nichlas. He took off his tfilin. And more goes in. Vinala Dallas with name. He closed the door. Again, I don't understand how you deal with the yichud issue. Achar sheyotza, after he comes out, yorad v'tavol. He goes right to mikvah. V'shana l'talmidav amar lehen. He goes to his talmidim and says to them, V'shosha chalatzi tefillin mechash dus tuni. What do you think when I took up my tefillin? So they said to him, Amar nukasavar Rebbe. We thought a Rebbe says, lo yichlusu divrei kedushu v'makom tumah. He just took them off because he doesn't want something holy to go into a makom matunav. So b'shoshin alti, when I locked the door, b'machash tutuni, what do you think? Amarnu, shemet val malchus yish b'ino l'beina. Maybe there's, you know, some private political issues, pressing issues that you need to speak privately to her, and it's not for our ears. Okay, then when I came out and I went to mikvah, right, I'm going to this woman who's known to have men with her. So Vishoshi Rati Vitavalti Pamechash the Tuni, what do you think? Amarnu, Shema Nitza Tsinora Mipia al Bigodav Shal Rebbe. Maybe some of her spit came out from her mouth and landed on you. And we know Rashi says the Gazu al Nachrim Shikzavim Lachol Devrayim. The Nachrim are like Zavim, and therefore their spit would make you Tamei, right? Shal Rebbe. So Amar Lahem, he said to them, Rabbi Yeshua says, Havud Aubdo Kahaya, that's how it was, Vatem Kashem Shadanunti Lizchus, Hamaki Dodim Eskam Lizchus.
Okay. You're not getting around the issue of Yichud here. Why would you put yourself in a situation that Amish did is a violation of laws of Yichud?
Yeah, I didn't see. I hear you. I don't know. It's an issue. You're right.
No.
Okay. The Mishnah had mentioned that you could move these kupos filled with tevin and tzvua for a dvar mitzvah. We don't have this chash for tircha. But the heter was only for these kupos that are not muksa. And the Mishnah then went on to list certain things that are mutter to move, certain things that aren't mutter to move. Some things are muksa, some are not muksa. So now the Gemara here is going to determine the certain things that are mentioned in the Mishnah, why some of them are not muksa, and what the chiddush is them, and why some things are muksa. So Gemara said, Mefanim truma tahora. It's one of the things that not muksa is truma tahora. You can move truma, even though I can't use it. What can I do with the truma? So Gemara says, no, it's pshita. It's pasha they can move the truma, because I guess you can just give it to a kohen. It's lo tzricha. They say, what's the reason? Because the mancha b'yad Yisrael. You would have thought, no, it's the truma in the hands of Yisrael. Mahu de tema, you would have said, cave under lo chazile, since the truma is not royal to Yisrael because he's not allowed to eat it, and he can't give it to his animal, usher, and it'd be usher for him to be metaltal it. Kamash malon, comes the Mishnah to teach us, the cave under chazile, the kohen, since it's royal for a kohen can use it, then it's mutter metaltal, right? It's mutter to be metaltal it. Royal kohen. I guess because once it's roi for one person, it's roi for somebody else. I guess if as long as it's roi, it's roi. Tosfos just points out, but we learned in the third parak that bignei aniyim don't work for ashirim. Like if it's then that's still muksa. So he says no, that's different over here because that's because they would never use it. Here there's just an isser, but it's usser for you, not usser for him. So as long as it's not usser for somebody, then it works for you. Almost same concept looks like, yeah. Udemai, so demai also you had to move. So the Gemara says, demai, halo chazile. You can't do anything with demai because you can't eat it. And it's on Shabbos. On Shabbos you can't eat it and you can't fix it. So why is it not muksa? What can you do with the demai? He says, no, kevon, di'i boi makli l'nachsei havi ani v'chazile. Since you could be makir all your nechasim and become an ani, then hashtanami chazile. So to now it's considered roi for you. This nam, because we have a Mishnah that says, ma'achilin es aniyam demai. That's achsanya demai. You can give aniyim demai, and you can give the troops demai as well. So since I can become an ani, I can eat it. So the Tosfos points out, he says, well, you could have simply just said, just like we said before, since it's roi for kohen, it's roi for you. So why don't you just say, since it's roi for an ani, it's roi for you. Why do you have to say that you get to be makir? So Tosfos says, no, because in this case, we found a place where it's actually roi for you. That's what Tosfos points out. He says, "Having much l'meimer k'de el kevin the chazi el kevin the mishkachas taima dafil the day muti chazi amar." That's what it's better for Tosfos to say that. But amar. That's the thing. So the Miri points out here that you let him makor in Shabbos because that's not going to be makdish because he says hepker is no shinu rishus. The Miri says, depends what makor is. That's a whole machlokas comes in. That's what to do about erev Pesach that's on Shabbos. How do you do bittul chametz and all these things? Is bittul mutam hepker? Plays into that the sugya in the first parak of Pesachim. According to here, it seems to Miri points out that you're allowed to be mafkir on Shabbos because it's not a real transaction. As he says there's no shinui rishus, and if somebody else comes and takes it, they're just taking it by themselves. It's not that you transferred. He didn't do any transfer of an item from one rishus to another rishus.
You're enabling someone to come and
right. So that's not according to Miri. That's not the issur. Okay. Well, Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, Tana beshamai omrim ein machilas aniyim. He says you may not feed the aniyim demai, v'esachsanya demai. Who beis hilo omrim machilin es aniyim demai, v'esachsanya demai. He says you can feed them demai, and that's how we pass him. Okay. Let's see. Okay, so now we talk about the Maaser Rishon. Maaser Rishon, which the Truma was taken out. Again, payros that are grown in Eretz Yisrael, you have to take off Truma and give it Gedola, give it to a Kohen. That's 1/50th, right? From the leftover, after you take off the Truma, you have to take off a tenth and give it to the Levi. And now the Levi gets that Maaser Rishon, and he has to take a tenth of that and give it to the Kohen. That's called Trumas Maaser. Now before the Trumos and Maasers are taken off, the payros are Tevel, and you're not allowed to eat it. So too, the Maaser Rishon that the Levi has before he takes off the Trumas Maaser is also considered Tevel, and he may not eat it. Now, the Truma Gedola and the Trumas Maaser that's given to the Kohen can only be eaten by the Kohanim. No one else can eat it. But the Maaser Rishon, even though it's given to the Levi, nevertheless, once the Trumas Maaser is taken off, anyone can eat it. So now the Mishnah said over, here, Maaser Rishon Shenitla Trumaso. So the Gemara believes in the beginning that Nitla Trumaso means that what was taken off was the Truma of the Maaser, the Trumas Maaser that the Levi gives to the Kohen. Okay? So that you're allowed to move it. So the Gemara says, Pshita, that's Pashat. He goes, no, Lo Tzricha Shehikdimu B'Shibolim. What's B'Shehikdimu B'Shibolim? That the Tilu Shibolim Truma, Yisrael Hayelo Lahafi Shuma Golo Tchila. Really, it's supposed to be first, you're supposed to take off the Truma first, and then give the portion to the Levi. So over here, we're talking about a case, Shehikdimu B'Shibolim. That you took the Maaser Rishon before they took off the Truma Gedola. Okay, v'nitla himenu trumas meiser, v'no litla himenu truma gedola. So this thing had the truma meiser taken off, but truma gedola not taken off. The Yisrael never took off his portion yet. The chiha, shlokish meiser rishon shekdimo. If you took the meiser rishon first, v'shibolin pater b'truma gedola, takes off the truma gedola. Shneamar, the pasuk says, v'hari mosim himenu trumas Hashem meiser minor meiser. So we say meiser minor meiser matilcha below truma gedola, little bit trumas meiser minor meiser. So I guess over here he's saying that the idea is that you let him move it even though the Truma Gedola had not yet been taken off. And maybe Menachem will start from here again because it keeps going, and we'll stop here. So pick up again here tomorrow. Have a good day.